Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day.
Hey, hey.
So we're gonna start first with Manny MUA, who is Jeffree Star's sidekick. I don't know what's going on there, but I haven't seen them hanging out. I still follow Manny MUA. I do like and enjoy Manny MUA's videos and his Snapchats and everything. But I saw him, this side note on Gen Beauty. I saw him at Gen Beauty when he and Patrick first walked in, and he walked in with his head down. They're completely guarded by security. While Katie Johnson walked in, no security. Like, by herself, I guess her mom or her manager was next to her, and that's it.
It was her, yeah, it was her friend, Chad, who works with her, I believe. So, yeah, Katie Johnson's amazing.
I love Katie Johnson.
Andy.
But Manny, let's talk about Manny.
Okay. What do you want to know?
How do you feel about him? What do you feel about Manny? Like, you don't talk about him much. You talked about him on your last video. He was saying the C word. He's kind of turning into Jeffree Star, but I don't know. Like, what's happening? What do you feel?
So,
what do you know?
What I know. Okay, so what I know about him is that he was a good person, in my opinion. I found out about him when he was hanging out with Jaclyn Hill. I love Jaclyn Hill.
I love Jaclyn.
I found out, and I started watching his videos. I wasn't religiously watching, but, you know, like, oh, I have, like, a few minutes to kill, and I watched all my favorite people. I'll watch you, too. Not no shade, but you know what I mean. So I watched him, and I was like, great. I even DM'd him and said, I think you're doing great things. I really like what you're doing about for the gay community, for these young boys who want to wear makeup like you do. He didn't read it. And then, literally, less than a month later, he became friends with Jeffree, and things went left. Mm. And I was like, ooh. And then I started slowly seeing things turn. Started slowly seeing things change. And I'm like, ooh. So I got on camera, and I was like, ooh, the mean girls at YouTube. Not a lot of people like that. So yeah, I called him out on it, on stuff that he's been doing. And it's like, hey, stop doing it, and I won't talk about it. But I still think he has a chance in making it in this YouTube game. He just has to watch who he surrounds himself with. But I think he's fazed by the money and the rented Rolls Royce.
He's definitely,
And the rented houses that Jeffree says that he bought, but allegedly he rents from sources that have reached out to me who might have been,
Oh, shit!
Allegedly $13,000 a month, exclusive for you.
$13,000 a month in rent? What?
Allegedly, a source told me that Jeffree rents out rents the house for $13,000 a month.
The mansion that he's living in with his Ferrari boyfriend. Or whatever?
Alleged boyfriend.
Yep. A mortgage is cheaper than that.
That's insane. Well, in Calabasas, too.
Yeah, I mean, $13,000? That's crazy.
I think also that Manny MUA is very motivated by the money because he does have a ton of affiliate codes, and I feel like he takes he'll go with any brand, really. Like, any brand that approaches him and is like, here's an affiliate code, here's all this free stuff, he'll take it. Like,
yeah.
While other YouTubers like Jaclyn Hill, I feel like she doesn't have that many affiliate codes. I feel like she really... really comes down to, like, this is a good product versus this is not, and I won't use it and I won't support it. So I feel like for Manny, he's definitely money motivated. And also, I feel like I don't know what his relationship is with Patrick. I feel like it might have been strained when Manny was hanging out with Jeffree all the time, but now I'm seeing Patrick and Manny together all the time. So how do you feel about Patrick? I saw your video on your, like, experience with him in the green room, and you said that he was really authentic and seemed genuine, but I want to know what you really feel like.
Girl. Let's talk.
Because I felt like on the video, you were like, from what I saw, he was genuine, and I was like, girl, you know you lying.
No, he was really genuine. He was really sweet. But, so let me rewind this.
Okay.
It's not a lot to say about it, but I want to make sure I make my point. So before I made the video, the first time I think I ever mentioned Patrick Starr was when he instigated a fight between two young, very young, under the age of 17, kids fighting, Mega Boos fighting. And I thought, that's not classy. Let's stay out of the, you're 35, 36, whatever age you are.
Ew, he is.
You're getting involved. I don't know. I'm being shady. he's getting involved with 17-year-olds fighting on Snapchat. Like, stay out of it. And then I took my screenshots, my shitty bunch rap videos, and they gave it to me. And they're like, here, this is what happened. This is what he said. So I'm like, look, don't try to hide now. This is what you said. Don't do this. And then after that, I was like, wow. But then I noticed a disconnect between him and Manny. And I thought it was like it was another Star show instead of Patrick's Star show. And I missed their dynamic. I think when they were together, they were great, and they were really authentic. And then I felt like, in my opinion, Manny abandoned Patrick, and Patrick was doing his own little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then recently, they're back together after me calling it out, saying, well, in my opinion, me calling it out, because they weren't saying anything until I think my video came out saying, are they really friends? What's
exactly
going on here?
Yep.
And all of a sudden, they're real buddy-buddy again. And then the first thing they do is get paid to do meetups that benefit at Gen Beauty and do all this stuff. So see, they don't do it free. They get paid to go to Gen Beauty and stand in some of the benefits, and it brings them attention. It brings benefits. It gets them money. People buy their products because they're standing there. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
So I met him in the green room, like I said, and it was very authentic. I said how it went down. He was right behind me. I couldn't miss him. I turned around and I said, oh, can we talk? I didn't even say hello. We talked it out. And I just let it go. And then, oh, girl.
Oh,
shit. Ready.
Oh, shit.
So I get home.
Uh-huh.
And a few days later, I'm reading through tweets, and my shady bunch are on top of every little thing that people say about me. So I see this person, I'm not going to say the person name because they're unknown, really. And they say, if I would have saw that potato head, which they call me potato head, which I take as a compliment, because potatoes are really delicious. And they're very, very healthy for you.
There's a lot of ways you can prepare a potato.
Exactly. They be acting like they don't be waiting on those long lines for those McDonald's fries. they know they love those late potato chips. So I read the comment. It's like, oh, if I see that potato, if I would have saw that potato at Gen Beauty, I would have laughed. Then
Patrick
liked it and commented by putting the skull face and like the laughing out loud, dead laughing. And then he deleted it. I did further research because I popped off on Twitter real quick. And
oh,
I did some research. I said, wait, hold on. Let me see when this happened. It happened before I met him, before I met him in the green room. So it happened literally 12 o'clock, 12:54 in the morning, technically Saturday night, but it was really Sunday morning. But my subscribers are telling me that he deleted it seconds within posting it, not after meeting.
Hmm.
So if you would have deleted after meeting, then that would have said a lot. It would have said, you know what? We made up, or we have an understanding. We're not friends, but I'm going to respect you. But the fact that he deleted it before shows that he's trying to hide something. It was out of respect because we didn't meet then. But
yeah.
I got my screenshot, and it's going in my video, and I want answers.
Ooh.
Stop tweeting and deleting. Stop tweeting and deleting.
Oh,
if you've got something to say, say it. Don't be mad because I'm going to clap back and it's going to make you look bad. If you're going to put something in my face, I'm going to take it. So let's not act like it didn't happen. Because people, real quick, to tweet and delete. You can block whoever you want to block. Don't get me wrong. I block tons of people because they feel like they have the right to have my phone blow up with negative comments. It's my phone. It's my account. If I have the option to block you, I will.
That's
but
crazy. So did he say anything about him and Manny in the green room? Or did he just keep it strictly cordial, like, we're cool kind of thing?
He's like, yeah. Very cool. Like, oh, I understand why everyone's concerned, and I understand what you do, and just very minimal. It wasn't like, yeah, we're best friends. Like, no, he's like, we're cool, everything's good. Like, people misinterpret stuff, but we're back together. Like, everything's great. I'm like, okay, boo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I was excited to talk, but then I was like, I was slowly starting to get over it. I'm like, okay, I'm good. But then we took our picture. He was nice. My friend actually wanted the picture, and he wanted me to be in the picture. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, because I wasn't going to be in the picture. I didn't ask for the picture, which a lot of people are getting confused. I didn't ask to take a picture with him. He asked.
Okay.
And my friend came and said, he's like, oh, Ken is getting the photo. I'm like, okay. Because okay. I was going to stay out of it, but hey, I thought that we walked away having respect for each other and everything was cool, but whatever. It is what it is. I just feel like you need to watch who you're around, because sometimes it starts rubbing off on you and you become that person that you don't like.
So he's friends. Patrick is friends with Laura Lee.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about Laura Lee?
Ooh, after that thing that went down?
With what?
I love Laura Lee. I always loved Laura Lee. I found her way before she even hit like 500,000 subscribers. I think she had as much as I did, and as I do now. And I reached out to her. She did a collab with somebody, and I was like, oh my God, I made a meme, and she thought it was funny, and she follows me on Twitter. She doesn't follow me on Twitter anymore, I don't think, because she unsubscribed to me. Surprised me. Okay. So I met her, and I was like, with my friend Jen. And my friend Chen was like, oh, do you know this guy? And she's like, oh, yeah, I know Sanders. So that's number one. You already know me. You know me by name. But you don't want to acknowledge who I am? Okay, that's fine. I'll let that go. Huh? So when I told her, I said, I really love what you do. You haven't changed. And I was laughing in the video because I knew what I was about to say. But you haven't changed. You stayed real. And she's like, thank you. Thank you. And that's all she said was thank you. And I'm like, so you're subscribed to me, you follow me on Twitter, we talked before, not like we're best friends, but we chatted before on Twitter, you know my name, but all I get is a thank you? Mm-hmm. But you can't have a decent conversation? I'm not asking you to jump on me like, I'm your biggest fan! Like, have a conversation and be like, just say, I'm not going to tell you what to say to me. Say what you want, but I expected more than just a thank you and a smile. And then I asked for a picture. Sure, she was very sweet, but I just walked away from it thinking, is there something, just questioning, like, should I expect a little bit more of a conversation, or am I asking for too much after you say you know who I am? If Tana Mojo knows who I am, person with millions of subscribers, like, well, I shouldn't say that, but like, well, if you say you know who I am, if you know who I am, let's have a conversation.
Yeah, then let's have a conversation, not just, oh, life. Thank you.
Yeah.
But, like, clearly yeah, she has changed because, I don't really follow Laura Lee. I mean, I kind of do, but she's not one of my, like, favorites. So, when I saw that her and Patrick were getting close.
Thing?
The what?
The homeless thing with her and Manny?
Yeah. I saw that. Yeah. I saw it on Snapchat first, and then I saw you talk about it. And when I saw it, I didn't really think anything of it because I skipped through Manny's snaps anyway. Especially when he's with Laura Lee, because they're so annoying together. So I saw it and I just, you know, tap, 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 whatever. And then people started talking about it. And then he started ranting about, I should have done whatever. I was like, you know, whatever. You two are just.
Yeah.
That's just a representation of them. That's it. They should have done something and they didn't. And then they want to cover it up. Whatever.
Yeah. And then Laura Lee did a collab with Jeffree Star. With the Rolls Royce. Makeup, do my makeup in back of my rented car, allegedly. So, yeah, they did that video together, and a lot of my people were saying, oh my God, what do you think of her now? And I'm like, look, I'm not going to harp on people being friends with someone that I personally don't care for, because if that was the case, we wouldn't be really friends with anybody.
Right.
Like, even though she's not my friend, where do I have, like, I don't care. Like, let's I don't care what she does. I still, like, as long as she's like, I don't care. It didn't bother me. It's like I liked her, so I was a little bit biased. So I'm like, okay, whatever. But then the whole homeless thing happened. I'm like, girl, bye.
Girl. I don't know. I've never seen her in person. I didn't see her at Gen Beauty. I really didn't care for her anyway. If I saw her, I'd probably just be like, whatever, cool. But how do you feel? Like, you were there both days, right? Gen Beauty Day one and day two. Okay, so how do you feel about Makeup Shayla?
I didn't get to meet her.
You didn't?
I love her. I didn't get to meet her. I met her dad.
I saw the picture.
Yeah, but I didn't get to meet her though. I'm so sad. I really wanted to meet her, and I know the only thing we have connected to each other is me speaking out about what happened with her and Jeffrey.
Yeah.
So I'm not expecting to be friends or get her phone number or anything like that. But I just wanted to meet her and be like, girl, just face to face. People need to respect women.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, if that's the only words I can get out of my mouth to say to her, that's all I wanted to say. But I think she's freaking gorgeous. And I think she's amazing. And from what I've seen, I bought her Tarte Talat palette. I love it. It's like, I support people that stand for good things. So I think she's amazing. And I would love to meet her at BeautyCon, because I believe I'm going to be at BeautyCon. I'm like 90% sure I'm going to be at BeautyCon. And she's going to be there, so I'm going to meet her so bad.
Also, I have some more beauty bloggers. I want to know who you
think. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I think this is going to be split into a two-part episode also, because it's getting long now, and I still have stuff I want to ask you, so I hope that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Oh, no problem at all.
Okay, cool. Because we're heading into an hour here, so I feel like we'll lose people if we make this, like, one long episode. So we're going to split it into two parts, and we'll have this whole beauty blogging part in the second episode. So people are like, oh, I want to hear what he thinks of these people. So also, what do you think of Nikki tutorials? Do you like her? Do you watch her? Do you support
her? I watch her popular videos that are on my recommended page. I don't go searching for her videos. She's listened to my Periscope one time, which is funny.
Ooh.
She's listened to my Periscope. They had a nice conversation. She actually said, like, oh, why don't you show this side of you on camera? I'm like, well, first off, people shouldn't judge me off of 15 minutes of a video every three times a week. Secondly, this is who I am. But if you want to be blended by what I do online, then that's perfectly fine. You got to get to know me. And she's like, I think you're cool. Like, she thought I was cool and nice. And she saw the, like, that the real me is on YouTube. But then she saw the other half of me that people really don't get to see sometimes, because I find it boring. But people think it's so cool that I sit on my couch and talk to her. So, but, like, I love talking to them, but it's like, I'm, like, boring. But she thought it was cool. I liked what she had to say. I have no idea how she found out I was on Periscope, but she was in it, which leads me to question, who else is watching me on Periscope?
Ooh, you know Jeffrey's got some creepers in there watching you.
Girl. Oh, and then also she said that, I heard that you're going to talk about me or say something about me, about a tweet or something. I'm like, yeah, and then I'm also going to say, so this is what I'm going to say about it. So I got to tell her exactly what I was going to say about her before I made the video.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have no problem doing. So, yeah, but I think she's cool.
Have you ever met her in person or no?
No, but I hear that she's very tall.
Oh, she's like 6 foot something or...
Yeah.
Like, she's a...
But I think she's gorgeous.
A little giant.
Never met her. I want to meet her, too.
I want to meet her, too. I actually am not, like, a huge fan of Nikki tutorials, just because she's so pale. So anything she uses will not work on me. You know, that kind of thing. Like, I kind of can't relate to her on that kind of level. Yeah. But I love watching her videos, and I think she does... like, she's a true artist.
Yeah, just like me. I don't wear lipstick, eyeshadow, or eyeliner or anything like that, but I watch it for entertainment.
Yeah, definitely for entertainment. She's a great watch.
Yeah.
I didn't write this person down, but it just came into my mind. Graveyard Girl? Do you have beef with her?
No!
Oh, okay. I don't know. I thought you might.
I love her. I've been watching her before she even did makeup. She went on Ghost Hunt, and she didn't talk in a crazy voice, and she was very... she was very low-key, and I love her. She is amazing. She makes me so happy when I watch her. I watch her Does This Thing Really Work? I watch her other videos. I do miss her scary, ghostly things, because that's what got me hooked onto her, but then she explained why she doesn't do it, but I would love to meet her. I know she has very bad anxiety, so she doesn't do meetups. She doesn't do things like that, but I think if there's one person that someone has to be subscribed to, it would be Bunny or Candy Johnston, because they're both high up in the very respectful, positive thing. I never heard them be part. They were never part of, in my acknowledgement, anything negative.
No,
so if there's only two people, Candy and Bunny, for sure.
How about Desi?
Desi Perkins. Ooh, so gorgeous.
Isn't she, like, unreal? Like, she's so pretty. It almost... Like, it almost hurts my eyes.
I felt so ugly. Girl, I got to meet, so long story short, I ran to their husband, Katie's husband, Desi's husband, ran to them. Like, they knew who I was. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
And then I'm like, so where are your girls at? And then they're like, oh, they're over there doing a meetup. So I was like, okay, whatever. So I stood over to the side with my friend, and the next thing I know, they're going into the green room, and John, Katie's man, grabs me and pulls me into the green room office. Like, no, you're coming in here. So I got to, I'm like, okay, cool. So I got to meet them. They're amazing. They're, like, really down to earth. Gorgeous, both of them. I'm like, goals. Like, I'll never achieve goals. It's not goals. Filter. It's nothing. She doesn't need a filter. She doesn't even need to wear makeup.
No. She's gorgeous. Perfect. Flawless.
And look, I'm not going to bullshit anybody. I'm not trying to say anything negative about her, because she didn't. She was never mean to me. She never said anything or said anything, but she was 100% real. Mm-hmm. But I have to say, my feeling, you can tell that she has, I mean, this is just me and my insecurities, but you can tell that you know that she's beautiful, and she knows that she's beautiful, but not in a cocky way. But not in a, like, I'm gorgeous, so know your place. You just know, it's that confidence that
she's got. That confidence, yeah.
You don't have to say that you're hot, but because you already know that you're hot, it's kind of like that. And I'm like, I'm jealous.
Super
that you have that confidence, you know. And I just wish I had that. So it's no shade saying that she's stuck up, because she's not at all, from what I've seen. But she has that confidence that makes you feel a certain way. But that's all on you, I guess. So I need to fix myself.
Well, it's not like gossip or juice or anything like that. But at Gen Beauty, when they showed up that day, I was at Gen Beauty as a volunteer for Ipsy. So wherever they needed me, I was there. So my job had just ended that they had me doing all day when Desi and Katie showed up. So whatever, they had this meetup, impromptu meetup. There was a huge line. I was there saying, you know, if you need me to help with anything, let me know. And 2 seconds later, one of the Ipsy people was like, actually, can you go take pictures for them, like, for this line? And I was like, hell yes. I was trying to get anywhere close. I was trying to get in there in any way I could. So I go up to take pictures, and I'm taking pictures for them, and, you know, the line's going, and I was taking pictures, like, one picture vertical and then another picture horizontal for the people in the line, so they had some option. And after a few of those, Desi comes to the side of me, like, not coming up to me directly and, like, looking at my face. Like, she just came up to me and, like, kind of stood next to me and whispered, how about you just take one picture horizontal? And I was like, okay, that's weird. That's fine, though. Whatever you want. So, whatever. Yeah. I took the rest of the pictures, and then, you know, they dipped. And I only said one thing. I think I said one thing to Desi, and I was like, your chicken claw is real, like, in person. Like, her hand claw when she was taking those selfies was, like, real. So then later, I ran into the Ipsy girl who had been taking the pictures before me, and she came up to me, and she's like, oh, thanks for stepping in for me. You know, Desi, I guess, asked for another person to take pictures because she didn't like how I was taking the pictures. And I was like, oh, really? Like, what was wrong with the way you were taking pictures? And she was like, I don't know. I guess I was taking them in a way that was making her look tall. And she didn't want to look tall in these pictures with these people because she is tall.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, that's so strange. I guess that's why she had me taking, like, one picture horizontal and then just keeping it moving, because she didn't want to. I don't know. It just seemed a little bit bougie to me, a little bit, like, I don't know. It gave me a little bit of a distaste towards her. But I still love her. Yeah. I love Katie, too. Katie was quiet, which I didn't expect her to be so quiet.
Yeah, she was very quiet in the green room.
Did you get a chance to talk to her, too?
Yeah, but to be real, I watched Desi more. It's not like I like Desi better than Katie, but I watched Desi more.
Me, too.
I feel like I can relate to her more because they're just so beautiful. You know what I mean? not saying that Katie's not beautiful. Oh, my God.
Oh, so shit. Katie. I heard it first.
No, they're both beautiful.
You said Katie's not beautiful. Oh, shit. You heard it here first. Just kidding.
Yeah. So they're both beautiful, but I relate more to Desi because, I don't know, I just connect with her more. But Katie's amazing also. But what was I going to say? Oh, so when you were talking about picture thing, I thought maybe she only wanted one picture because she wanted to make sure that she was able to take pictures with everybody. That's just where my mind went.
I think that's what I originally thought it was, that I was taking two pictures and it was too much. It was taking a little bit more time. But yeah. Then when I was taking the side, I just didn't know why she wanted me to only take them sideways, though. Like, just take one picture sideways. That's it. And I was like, okay, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just here to work, you know?
Yeah.
So I just thought it was weird.
I think we all have, like, I heard stories about bad experiences. But at the end of the day, as long as you have to go off of your experience. But take other people's experience as a eye-opener and be aware of it. But I never had any bad experiences with her. I only met her once. And, yeah. But she didn't... Her man knew who I was. But she didn't say, oh, I watch your videos or anything like that. But I don't expect him to know who I am. But, yeah. I was like, okay.
I love them, too. I think I might like the guys better than I like the girls, honestly.
The guys are so freaking
They're so like, cool. I just want to hang out with them. Like, they're just seem
they
like a cool group.
So much swag. I felt like the nerdy kid with the unibrow with the overalls again. I'm like, oh, my God.
Like, even Johnny like, with the glasses and everything, like, he pulls that off.
He's like the nerdy, cool guy. Like,
he really is. Nerdy. Like, I want to be like, ew, you're a nerd. But no, he's kind of like a swaggy nerd, and I like it. It's weird.
Yeah. I just think it's a confidence that you got, like, that they have, and I don't have that confidence. I have confidence, but not like that.
Not like that. I think it also comes from, like, a lengthy time that she's been successful. Like, also with, you know, makeup. Her YouTube and then now the sunglasses thing. Like, I feel like she got a huge ego boost from the sunglasses, which I will be getting those blue glasses on Tuesday, right?
Oh my
James?
God, those glasses are amazing.
I'm getting those glasses, right?
Yep.
He wouldn't let me buy them at Gen Beauty. So I told him, okay, so since I'm missing out on this exclusive first look at these glasses, I will get them the day they come out. Right, James?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
There you go. And look, it's on the podcast, so if you go anything against it,
exactly.
You're in trouble.
If I don't have these sunglasses by the next podcast, you know that this relationship is over.
When do they come out?
The 28th. Yeah, the 28th at like 9 a.m.
Australia.com.
I will be on that website
and
all day.
And you can also buy the black and gold ones also.
I would love the black ones too, James.
You get one.
I have the gold ones already. I want the black ones and the blue ones.
You should get her the blue ones for I made it through the summer with you kind of gift. And then the gold ones as an early holiday gift.
No, I have the gold ones.
The black ones. I mean, the black ones as an early holiday gift.
Yeah.
That I could do. I'll split them up.
Yeah. I don't. I hope they relaunch.
But she gets them at the same time.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nope.
Like, I'm holding them till Christmas. Like, oh, no.
Like, yeah, I get them now. Okay, so I think I have a few more beauty bloggers, if that's all right. Like, not that many. Crispy, did you meet Crispy?
Oh, yes, I got to meet. Well, she met me. It's weird. So I walked into the party on Friday. They had a Crispy party. And I walked into the party, and I'm walking to take a selfie with some little thing with a crown and whatever. And then Crispy looked at me and, like, went to reach. She's like, oh, my God, hi. I'm like, girl, you know who I am?
Oh,
like,
my God.
Twitter.
Fangirl.
On Twitter, but it's weird. But you know that in my head, I'm like, they're going to act like they don't know me because they secretly hate me. But she reached out to me and said hello to me. And I'm like, oh, hi, girl. How are you doing? So it's like, wow, you acknowledge me. I love that. You don't have to acknowledge me for me to love you, but the fact that you're such a big name and you're not acting like you don't know me when you clearly spoke to me on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, kudos to you. Kudos to you. But then there are other people who know exactly who I am because I spoke on Snapchat with them and all that stuff, but they decided to look a different way. But that's pretty odd, though. Because I don't know them anyway. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, shit. Okay, so do you know who It's My Ray Ray is?
No, I don't know that person.
Okay, do you know Jackie Ayana?
I've heard of her. Ayana? I don't know. I don't watch her videos. So.
Okay. Well,
but, yeah. I think she did a meet up with Elf.
Let me tell you what happened, okay?
Oh, boy.
So I follow both of them. It's my Ray Ray. I followed her for a while. I've been following her. I don't really feel much for her, though. Like, I kind of just follow her, and I follow Jackie Aina, too. And I like them, but they're not my favorites either. It just, you know, I just watch them to watch. So they had a meetup at Elf in New York, right? So I'm following them both on Snapchat. I have them both on Instagram. I have them both on Twitter. I have them everywhere. So I'm seeing them both doing this meetup, right? Together. They're together with one other person who I have no idea who that was. And they didn't acknowledge each other's existence not once. Not in a snap, not on Instagram. Like, when they posted up that they were doing meetups, they didn't say that they were doing meetups with each other. They didn't say they were doing meetups with anybody else. It was like, I'm doing a meetup at Elf, and that's it. You know, not with anybody else. So that was my first red flag. And then when It's My Ray Ray is snapping, she's only snapping herself with her people she's meeting. She didn't take a selfie with Jackie or nothing.
Oh, the other girl was Lowy Lane, the white girl, right?
Yeah.
Those are like the white Yeah, that's Lowy Lane, yeah.
And Jackie's taking selfies with her.
Ooh.
So that's why I was like, so I went on Twitter with my shady ass self. I went on Twitter and I said, is there beef between It's My Ray Ray and Jackie Aina because they had a meetup in New York and didn't acknowledge each other? And guess who replies to me? Coming for Jackie? Me. No, Jackie. It's My Ray Ray.
Oh.
She comes for me, right? She replies and she's like, the only beef I'm going to have is with you for trying to start drama. And I was like, whoa. And it was like 2 minutes after I sent the tweet too. I was like, okay. And I was like, no hate, no shade. I'm just wondering, you know, I love you. Like, I love them both. Like, I feel for them. But that shit was blatant. And she replied back and she was like, mm-hmm, like attitude. And I was, and then I replied back to her and I was like, so is there beef? And she replied back, by Wendy Williams. I was like, ooh, what did I just, I stepped on a nerve. I don't know what I did, but she came for me.
I don't know this chick from a pile of rocks, but surely if someone would have shaded me like that, there would be no need to buy edge glue. You can tell that there's drama somewhere. Because you wouldn't clap back like that. You would have said, no, we are good friends.
Exactly.
You would have said that. Or you would have said, that's a personal thing, but we're working on it. But to clap back like that, there's a nerve that you hit.
I hit something.
She
came. I was like, honestly, I was in the shower. I saw, I got a reply. Like, I took a quick look and I saw that it was her and I like stopped everything. I turned off the shower, got out. It was like, oh my God. Like, what did I do? I felt like I was like, I didn't mean to like come for you. I was literally just asking because y'all are acting like the other one doesn't exist. And you know, if you look into her and you'll see that she's good friends with Iris. I don't know if you know Iris. I don't know. Some Dominican girl. And they're tight, but they both live in LA. So I don't know what it is. I don't know what I did. All I know is
that. You didn't do anything. All you did was ask the question.
Yeah. That's all. That make me feel better about it.
All you did was ask the question. But in my head, because I'm always trying to turn a negative into a positive, she probably thought, great, another damn person who asked me the 100th time. Now I'm pissed. Or something like. I'm always doing that, trying to find a reason why someone's behaving the way they're acting.
Mm-hmm.
But she came for you.
Yeah.
She definitely came for you. But she did. Yeah. Oh, no. I was like, girl, relax. Look.
I was like, really, I was caught off guard. I wasn't expecting her to answer. I actually tagged you in the tweet, too, like asking you if you saw it. Not trying to get any, I really wasn't trying to do anything. I still want to know, though. So if y'all listen to the podcast, please let me know. Because I want to know. I want to definitely
know. Please let me know, and I'll let them know. Yeah. And I'll talk about it. Like, we'll all talk about it.
Because now it's something. She made it into something.
Yeah, she made it into something, all right. But, ooh, the shade of it all.
The shade? Ooh.
Oh, no. I don't know. Oh, okay, Wendy Williams.
Look, I was like, ooh, that's a compliment, girl. Thank you. No,
look, I am Wendy Williams. I have an 8-season show. Half of these shows can't even get a 3rd season. Hey, I've been in radio for how many years? And I have a Hall of Fame. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. See you on the next episode.
And I have my own clothing line on QVC. So do you want to buy something or not?
That was a hella compliment. I was taking it. Whatever. Fuck it.
Yes, I love Mindy. But I had to get Wendy together in my new video, though, because she tried it.
Mm-hmm.
She tried it. I have to read her.
I love her, though. Wendy, I live for her.
I live for her, but I love her. And this might cost me being on her show, but I need to call her out. Because she was very rude to a trans person.
Ooh.
She, girl. So I'll tell you a little bit. So she had Whoopi on as a guest. Whoopi has this modeling show where they have nothing but trans people. I forget what it's called. I think it's called Snatched or whatever. I can't remember the name right now. But there's two trans people, a trans male and a trans female. So she turns to the trans man and says, "Ooh, real men." And I thought, how dare you? Because when people say realness to a trans person, it means like you look like you are. And you're not clockable. You don't look like a woman trying to be a man. And I thought that was an insult. She didn't say that, but that's how I took it, as an insult. And then Whoopi said, "Well, he's a man." Like, not a lot of people call it, like, no, he's a man, so it is real. So there's no realness, because he is real. And that was also, in my opinion, an insult to the woman, because you didn't say that to her. So is she clockable? Can you see that she's a trans person? Like, I took that very offensively, and a lot of trans people reached out to me on Twitter and took that offensively. So I got to speak out on it. Like,
yeah.
Wendy, you need to walk on eggshells after the whole thing that you said about black colleges and all this stuff. So you need to be careful. So get on camera for Monday, boo. I love you, but apologize. But you can't say things like that. Realness, like, that's what you say to drag queens. That's what you say to drag. You don't say that to trans people, because trans people are real.
Yeah.
And not, and everyone doesn't have money like that to get cosmetic surgery to look exactly how they want to look.
Exactly.
So you got to be really sensitive with that topic. So that's what I'm calling her out on. But yeah.
Hopefully Wendy herself looks like a man, so she need to relax with that.
I don't know anything about that. I wasn't from that show, though.
I love her, though. I live for her, but, you know, I get called a man, too, so it's all right. Whatever. Okay, so that's all the beauty bloggers I had. I mean, everybody else, I feel like, that was a lot. That was a lot of them, right?
I thought you were going to say, like, Nicole Guerrero, Carly
I know Bible, how you feel that. About them, and, you know, I don't really care for them white girls, honestly. Yeah. There's too many of them. I feel like in the YouTube world, it's hard to find someone who's different with all the white girls that there are on YouTube. I'm not being racist at all. I'm just saying, like, for me, being a black woman who loves makeup and does it for a living, it's so hard to find someone that I can relate to on YouTube
You have to pick five black beauty gurus that really stand out to you. Who would you say they are? Because even though, like, my Shady Bunch is going to listen to them, and a lot of people, not just that they're black, but just to get expose them and give them some attention, because I don't feel like the black community gets enough a beauty community gets enough attention on YouTube.
For sure. I don't even know if there are five, but I'll say Makeup Shayla. Honestly, I don't really feel much for her videos, but I like her looks. I like what she's about. I like her as a person. She's about being healthy and being yourself and just, you know, enhancing your beauty. So definitely Makeup Shayla. Jackie Ayana, I love her too. I don't watch her that much, but she's definitely one to watch. It's My Ray Ray, even though you clapped at me hard and made me question my whole existence, I still fuck with you, and I would watch her on YouTube too. That's three. Who else? Iris, I don't know what her name is. Iris B, I don't know. She doesn't really speak good English, so I don't
Iris
actually think
Dean,
she's...
Isn't that from Scandal?
Oh, I don't know. Is it? I don't know.
I think Iris
something. I think she's Dominican, honestly. So I don't even know if she's black, but she's like a darker skinned Dominican. So I relate to her.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think that might be all the black makeup artists that I have on YouTube, just because I don't know that many others. There's another girl. She's not that big. I think she's coming up. Her name is Dollface Beauty.
I know her.
You know her? I watched, I don't remember which video I watched. I think it might be in her, like, Kylie Lip Kit video. And so after that, I subscribed to her. And I don't watch her because it was she kind of made her videos all about, like, her affiliate codes and stuff. Like, she wanted people to buy from whoever she's affiliated with. And also she was doing a giveaway that you had to do all this stuff in order to get entered. And I was like, this is too much. I don't really care for your giveaway. I don't really care for people's giveaways like that. Like, it's especially if you want me to like subscribe to your channel, then comment, then share, and then link it. It's like too much. It's
but you know, the truth about commenting and liking, it doesn't do anything for the YouTube game. It doesn't put you in the recommended thing. It's that they go by views. That's all. That's all they do is go by views. The liking and the commenting doesn't really do much. This is coming from someone who talks to me who runs YouTube.
Right.
They said it doesn't do much. It's just the views.
So like when they're like and subscribe, when everyone's like and subscribe my video for more or to really help me out, what does that do? Nothing?
It just makes them look popular, and it's probably a way to not have the haters overpower the likes and dislikes.
Okay.
Or just to make them feel good. But it really doesn't matter at the end of the day, from what I'm told from someone that works for YouTube. They said, get your views in, that's how they run it, and then there you go. And I don't know how I'm always on someone's recommended or how I'm always on the homepage.
You're
but I'm
always blessed there.
And I'm thankful. I'm so thankful to be on that homepage because it's getting me my subscribers, and I love all of them. And there's so many stories that they told me that I'll never forget. One story was, if I have the time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And one story was when I was at Gym Beauty, this woman came up to me and said, my daughter, I caught my 11-year-old daughter watching your videos, so I punished her. She's like, you can't watch Sanders. What? He's too old for you. You cannot do it. So I made her turn the camera on, and I said, I'm going to see to your daughter real quick. She's like, look, girl, you cannot watch me. I'm too old for you. I use bad language. But look, if you're gonna watch me, be slick about it. Don't get caught. It's just those kind of stories that, like, she was just so passionate about telling me the story, and I will never forget that, about how she caught her daughter watching me, and it's like, oh my God, Mom, you know who Sanders is? Like, yes, I know who Sanders is. Why do you know who Sanders is? And that's just, like, one of those stories. Even my, when I was working at Home Goods, one of my managers, were really, really close. Her daughter watches me, and her daughter didn't know that her mom was my boss.
Oh, shit.
And then one day, Gail, the boss, she's like, my daughter freaking loves you, and she has no idea that I know who you are. So she called her up when we were even at Dallas BBQ's, and she's like, here, hold on, someone wants to speak to you. I'm like, hey, how's it going? It's Sanders. And she's screaming for like 10 minutes. I'm like, yes!
That's like,
yeah,
awesome.
Me and your mom are best friends. She's like, oh my God, my mom hangs out with Sanders. I'm like, no, I hang out with your mom. Your mom's cool.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, I live for those moments.
So, to talk more about Gen Beauty, did you get paid to go, or did you just attend on your own?
Oh, I attended on my own. I reached out, and they gave me some tickets, and I was very blessed and happy. So I guess if that's the way of payment, then hey, that's the way of payment. But they gave me the tickets for free, and I got in and went to the party. I got a swag bag, but as of here, Sanders signed a contract. We're going to pay you $10,000 or $5,000 to come here and use your name, and that didn't go down. I just went there as a courtesy of them giving me tickets.
Right.
But it was real fun.
Did you go by yourself, or did you go with like a friend or somebody?
Oh, I went with, so for the party, my friend Samantha Riley, she's also a YouTuber. She does makeup. I love her. I think her thing is, her channel is Sammy Makeup Corner. She went to the party, but she didn't want to go to the event itself because she's like, I don't want to buy any makeup. So she didn't want to, especially she lives in, like, far away. So she went to the party, but then at the actual makeup event, I went with my friend, Jen, who has a channel, can't remember the name, but if you look up what's new in makeup, she has a makeup show where she talks about all the new products that are coming out. Like, she has me gagging in her videos. So, like, she talks about drugstore, high-end, secret projects. Like, she tells you things you don't have to spend 10 hours looking for it on Sephora or Ulta. She
awesome.
Gives it all to you at one point. And I saw the preview of Mariah Carey's MAC Christmas holiday
I'm
line.
Dead.
And
I'm dead. I'm living for it. I'm dead.
How you put a face in a highlighter bronzer.
I'm dead. I can't wait. If I buy it for any reason, I'm buying it for the packaging, solely.
Oh, girl. I'm buying Chen. I'm buying that high letter slash sponsor. I'm dying.
I'm definitely going to look into her, too.
Dying.
Were you able to go to any meetups while you were there, or no?
Go to meet up with the YouTubers, like stand in line and meet them.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't have to stand in line because you were like a beauty contributor, weren't you? You had like the gold badge.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. The only thing I stood in line for was the Desi sunglasses, which I ended up getting a free pair anyway because Steven kept on putting glasses in my bag
in the green room. I'm like, wait. Throw those my way, okay?
I have to say this because I'm not sure if it was the owner who was there, but there was a woman, and I had bought the glasses right when they came out. I did a review on them on my channel. So I didn't even tell her that. I just said, hey, I scratched these, and I got them a while ago. She legit said, don't say anything else. She took them, threw them, and gave me a new pair for free.
What?
I didn't say who I was. I was just the person standing online. I didn't write my name on my tag. I didn't even have a tag on me that showed. It was in my pocket. She legit took the glasses, threw them away, gave me a new pair in a new case, and said, here's this for free. And I'm like, okay, and I'm buying the blue one. And it's like, okay, so I paid for one pair of glasses, but got one for free. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, this is the nicest thing that ever happened. You did not have to do that. You could have said, well, you scratched them, so that's not my fault. But they were so nice to give me a free pair. And then I ended up in the green room, and Steven's sliding me glasses. And I'm like, dude, he reached in my bag. I'm like, what you doing? And I think you're cool, but you don't reach my bag. He's like, no. And I looked in my bag, and it's another gold pair of sunglasses. I'm like,
oh my God.
And then I got another pair. He's like, hey, he was giving out boxes, but that's what happens when, like, I guess when you're a big YouTuber. I didn't get a box. I just got another pair of glasses. So I think I walked away with, like, four pair of glasses and only paid for one of them.
Holy shit.
I'm like, ooh.
I need to get a YouTube channel, like, ASAP.
You need to put this podcast on YouTube, live video it, and then put it out. There's a lot of people like visual. A lot of people, I saw that you did a live stream on your Facebook.
Yeah.
And a lot of people love visual. Like, I listened to this podcast. You know Ross Matthews?
What is it?
His name's Ross Matthews. He does, like, corresponding. He has a show called Hollywood Today Live. He's always on the... Well, he started to put his shows on YouTube. And I'm like, yeah, because I want to see the visual. So, like, when you get mad at your man and you have a facial expression, everyone can see it.
Everybody needs to see
that
this.
I don't know if everybody needs to see what's going on right now because I'm sweating like you wouldn't even believe right now. Like, I'm might be dying of a heat stroke right now because I'm so excited.
You're not that far. Like, how far away? Like, I think you're like an hour away from me by New York City Transit.
Where? You're in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah, I live in Brooklyn.
Yeah, probably like an hour.
Yeah. It's like 69 degrees, isn't it? That's right on the phone.
It's hot.
I think it's just hot in this room.
Open those windows.
There's stuff going. I don't know. I'm hot. I'm like sweating. Anyway, less about me sweating. More about. Okay. Are you an affiliate to any brands? Like, are you just Ipsy just gave you the tickets and was like, go?
Yeah, they were like, here's your tickets. There you go. Have fun. And I'm like, thank you, but I'm not affiliate. I'm affiliated with Sigma. But I haven't promoted any of their items, and I haven't received really any free items from them ever. The only time I received something free was back in 2014. But other than that, no one sends me PR. Well, Tarte sends me stuff. Colourpop sends me one thing. But I don't have an affiliate link. You don't put in Shady and get 30% off. I have no affiliate link. I don't get paid. So I never got a check to talk about anything. But I did see Becca Cosmetics, like, Jacqueline line for free. Jacqueline sent it to me herself.
I'm dead.
I died too.
I'm dead.
And then I got like one or two other free products, but like 99.9% of the stuff that I show on my camera, I paid for with my hard-earned money.
Well, hopefully you get some affiliate codes soon. I mean, I can definitely see you getting them, but that's not really what you do now on your channel anyway.
No,
so,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, I was just wondering.
Yeah, I'm working on an app which should be coming out next year where I go back to doing makeup reviews and Friday feed videos. Like back in the past, I used to cook every Friday so that weekend you guys have an idea of what to make for dinner. So I love doing that, but then it wasn't popular, so I stopped. But I want to do the app and do the throwback of what I used to do for the people who really loved watching it. So, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That. But, yeah, I'm not all about this, really. It's like, I like to make money, but if I was to have an affiliate link, I would give you an option to... Oh, that's what I did. When I was doing it with Figma, I said, this is my affiliate link for Figma, and this is the regular link. You choose which one you want to use. I'm not forcing you to give me whatever part of your money.
Right.
You know? So I don't want to be that person. Like, I'm not going to lie. Jaclyn Hill, I love her. But she really pushes those affiliate links on her Snapchat. Oh, put this in. Jack Attack, 30% off. It's like, I just want to enjoy Snapchat, girl.
Mainly for Morphe. I see her doing that a lot for Morphe. And I'm kind of like...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, for Morphe.
Why?
Yeah.
Like, why do you...
And I'm like, yeah, let's slow down with that. And yeah. that's just a little bit of a turn off. But yeah, if I would love to work with different brands and be sponsored. Because with my type of video... sometimes YouTube doesn't want to pay and monetize my video because I'm so extreme, and you know how YouTube cracked down. So I'm worried that I might get a million views and not get a dime off of it, and then I'll be like, crap, now I need someone to sponsor this video just so I can pay bills, so I can pay my electricity bill, so I can upload this damn video. You know what I mean? So yeah, but I can see myself doing sponsored videos. But it's going to be over things that I actually like. Like, if I had, like, Lipton Tea, I'm putting it out there. Lipton Tea, if you want to sponsor my videos, I have a good price. I'm already sipping your tea. But if you want to pay for me to sip your tea, I'll be happy to do that.
Yeah, Tivana, if you would like to put your product in this cup and pay me to talk about it, don't hesitate. I will do it.
Oh, and I'm open to wine, beers,
any type of drink I could fit in this cup. You could be in here. I could be talking about your product.
I tweeted Skinny Girl. I tweeted Bethany. I'm like, girl, look at my thumbnail. I just promoted you for free. So let's talk about sponsorship. I love Bethany Frankel. I love her. Here at Housewives.
I love her, too. I don't really watch The Housewives, but I like her.
So if you were to walk... So after walking away from Jen... I'm not disagreeing yet. After walking away from Jen, what was your whole experience? Like, how did you walk away from it?
Well... Honestly, I loved working for Ipsy and Jen, like doing Jen Beauty as more of a volunteer than like, cause I got to see everything behind the scenes. You know, the only thing I didn't like, and that this is why I would not attend this event, is because of these lines were crazy. Honestly, I can't see myself standing in a line for a product. Just because I really don't feel like I need any products that much to stand in this line. So that's one reason why I wouldn't attend. I loved working it, though. Like, if anybody out there is thinking about, you know, volunteering for Ipsy or any of these other little conventions, do it. Because that's a way you get in there. You get to meet people. You get to see everything happening without having to actually stand in lines and be shuffled around like cattle. Like, you're just... you know, free to roam around. So I loved it. I had a great time. I loved meeting you. I was looking so gross, though. Like, that picture we took together, I looked disgusting. That's probably why I didn't make it into your vlog, because I looked like a hot-ass mess.
No, I'm so sorry. I really was not thinking. Like, at least I left probably, like, a good 50 people out my vlog. Because one, it's like, first, it's like, I got to reach for my phone, and then I forget about it, and I want to, you know... I want to have moments. I want to have moments with people and talk face to face, and not cut off our moment by throwing a camera in each other's faces. You know what I mean? Like, let's do this thing, but it's like, let's talk. Let's have a moment to remember and not just do a video. Because I'm sure we're going to talk again. I'm sure we're going to hang out sometime.
Right.
And I don't want it to make it feel like, oh, this is your only time you're going to see me, so let me put you on video.
True.
Like,
okay.
You know what I mean?
I see. I understand now. I'm more understanding now. When I saw your vlog, I was like, what the fuck? He made a vlog and he didn't even tell me that he was vlogging this whole shit. And then I'm over there sweating, looking a hot mess. And I could have been on this vlog.
No. It's no shade at all. But I
it was awesome meeting you, though. That was honestly, I'm not even hesitating. Like, I'm not even kissing ass. I'm not doing any of that. The highlight of my experience at Jen Beauty was meeting you. Like, I saw you from a distance and I was like, I will kick myself in the face if I don't go over there. Like, I have to go over there and say, like, spit out some words. Because I was just going to, like, walk away and be like, oh, my God, I was too scared to go talk to him, and I don't know. But honestly, highlight.
Why would people be afraid to come up to me?
I don't know. You just looked like you were busy talking. You were talking to the owner of Ofra when I came up to you. So that's another reason why I didn't want to, like, interrupt. But then I was like, fuck it. Just do it. Like, what's the worst that could happen? I got a free lipstick, so.
I think that's another reason why I didn't pull out my camera, because then the guy would have been in the video, and then people would be like, oh my God, he's best friends with the husband of the owner, Ofra, like Ofra's husband, and all this stuff. And I was like thinking all that also, and it's like, I want to have moments, and girl. And before that, something went down, but I'm not going to talk about that, but it was just a moment that was happening. So I just wanted to continue being a moment. But yeah, Ofra is like amazing. I met them in the elevator, the wife, the owner, said, I watch your videos, you like the TMZ, and I couldn't put a face to the company, because I don't get online and see the owner and see what they look like.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, thank you so much, that really means a lot. And then the daughter said, do you know who she is? I'm like, no. And she's like, this is Ofra. I'm like, oh, hi. But yeah, I'm like, oh, okay, but I'm sorry. And then I felt bad, but it's like, I don't expect people to know who she is. And she wasn't mean about it at all. Then I went to the Gen Beauty, and then within 5 seconds, the husband's like, come here. And then, like, he's like, that's an amazing family. And they're not paying me to say this or anything, but they are amazing. And I can't believe, like, there's people out there who are really that nice and genuine. And
super genuine. The daughter, too, super duper genuine. I really enjoyed talking to them for a minute too.
Is there any other like brands that you really like out that came to Gen Beauty?
Not really. Honestly, I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. Like, I had found out maybe like 3 days before that I was going to be, like, I got picked to volunteer. So I didn't really do much research. Like, I really didn't go there to buy anything. The only thing I wanted were the key glasses, which I didn't even get. So for my experience, the brands were kind of subpar. I mean, I like Too Faced, Tarte, all those things, but I work at Sephora, so I could get them there with my discount. So there was nothing really there that I, you know, was going to see. Luxie was kind of nice to see in person because those brushes are really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ofra. I've always wanted to see and try Ofra's products, but, you know, they're only online. So to be able to try one of their lipsticks, and then after, like, all the booths closed down, we got to go around and whatever, you know, samples they had or product, we got to get that as volunteers.
Okay.
So I got like a handful of like mini Ofra lipsticks also, which are bomb. So it was awesome. Those brands were really nice to see in person. So you're definitely going to BeautyCon or no?
Yeah.
You need a date? Cause I'm available.
Girl, it would be a party.
Hell yes.
I'm in debate with what brands I want to go with. Well, this like would BeautyCon, I probably would be doing meetups and being sponsored and being at a booth. I'm working on that, trying to choose who I want to work with or if, like, what's going on there. But if I can't come up with a conclusion, I'll probably just end up buying my own ticket and being the basic bitch that I am and paying $50 and going there.
Hell no. No, you're not a normal person. You're not allowed to do that.
No, look, I'm telling you, that's what kills me when people say, I can't come up to you. I was nervous. Yesterday, I was on the train, and these girls were taking pictures of me on the train, and I was like, I know you're taking pictures of me. All you have to do is talk to me and say hello. Like, is this my life right now where I get random people taking pictures of me?
Yeah, that's your life.
At random moments?
Yeah, that's definitely your life now. Like, you have to be okay with that.
I am okay with it, but I don't want people to feel like they're afraid to say, hey, are you that guy? Because I'm still
true.
From Brooklyn. I still fall and get back up. I still, like, get showers on the weekend if I'm not going out. I just I'm a real person. The only difference is that people watch more video. Like, people watch my videos. That's the only difference. And I can pay my bills more easily.
I definitely see that. But also, it's that you're that person that they watch on their computer. You're that person they watch on their phone at home. So it's weird to see you in person and be like, I can speak to him? Like, like, it's kind of like that kind of lapse. Like, that's what I had. I mean, you know, nobody hears my voice on the podcast and then they see me in person. They're like, oh, my God. Like, no, nobody does that. That doesn't happen.
Because that's why you need to get your booty on YouTube and become famous. You'll be the best.
I need to take some lessons from you. We'll do a little class or something. You'll teach me your ways.
But yeah, I love everyone who comes up to me or even doesn't come up to me and tweets me. I saw you 5 hours ago at Zara, but I couldn't say hello because I was afraid. I'm like,
that's too funny.
I'll drop everything for you. I was on Periscope and they said, I told him, don't be afraid to come up to me. Just say hello. I'm like, even when I'm eating, I will still have the food in my mouth while we take the selfie. Like, I'll put my phone down for you. You pay, let's be honest, you guys pay my rent. Mm-hmm. You guys pay my light bill. You're the reason why I have these sneakers on. This is the reason why I can rock a nice shirt from Zara. Because you guys paid for it. Because you took time out of your life to watch me while you can be out making money or you can be spending time with your husband or wife or kids. Or doing something productive with your life. So I'm so thankful for you to even take 5 seconds of your time to even remember to watch my video.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It means more. I cannot thank people enough for doing that. Like, it's insane. It's amazing.
Shady bunch out there, if you see Sanders in person, approach him. Say, what's up? You could have your own podcast and talk to him on your own podcast. See, that's what happens.
Yes. I'm a very open person.
He's awesome.
I don't hold back.
You're awesome. It was great meeting you in person.
You're awesome.
I love talking to you. This was great. This is an awesome podcast. We did an awesome job. I'm gonna do an outro right now, but we can keep talking. I'm just gonna end the podcast though. So thanks for joining us, Sanders. This was great. Shady Bunch.
Thank you for having me.
Shady Bunch out there, you know, we're strong. We're coming in there hot. All right, everybody, we'll see you next time. James, take us out.
Sanders, thank you.
Bye.